afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers and Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi.
You know, this might be interesting. We have been doing a lot of clearing, Charlene and myself, on this particular show, and the conference calls that we've been doing, the spiritual hierarchy have been working on this. And sometimes people forget or maybe don't think about what we're clearing. And I was reading, Charlene, a passage out of an e-book that I'm preparing for people for the sake of love. This is a free e-book that I'll have available. And it tells a story about how I work with my son on the other side and our different relationships that we've had over our lifetimes. And my goodness, Charlene and I were talking about how so many past lifetimes are coming up right now. She's facing this in the work that she does, and of course, the two of us have been doing a lot of clearing, haven't we, Charlene?
Yes, very much so. Yes.
And yeah. So there was an event that I had read to Charlene, and she thought perhaps you might want to hear it. It's not too long. It is one of the lifetimes that I had cleared, and I had been here with my son, who at that particular time, it was back in Rome, and he was a Roman soldier, and I saw myself dressed in a typical Roman dress, and the two of us were condemned to death in the Colosseum because we were Christians. And there were a lot of other groups of Christians who were also condemned to die. What I happen to recall and clear is not unusual. You're probably seeing a lot of this, too, in your practice, Charlene, haven't you?
Well, actually, lately, it seems like, you know, more so in the last while that I've been doing a lot of God's been having me do a lot of past life, because apparently that memory is coming forward and making a difference in an individual's behavior now and their belief system about themselves. So it's clearing that cellular memory from the past life. And once I clear that, go in and have God clear that, it's amazing how many other things just transpire after that.
I guess what I meant, yes, I agree with what you're saying, but what I meant about this particular event, dying in the Colosseum, we've all had these rather traumatic lifetimes that we're clearing. I guess what I'm saying is this is not unusual to have so much trauma in the past, and that's why it's been so difficult clearing all of this, and that's why I decided to take Charlene's suggestion and read this to you, because when you hear this, you can understand why the body is carrying so much trauma, because we've all been through this. And this perhaps was not one of my most traumatic lifetimes, but certainly one of them.
Yeah, but I thought it was the way, I thought you wrote it so well.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
Yes, I thought that.
So we're there in the Colosseum, and the first thing that I saw was the lions as they are being released. And the first time I see them, they're kind of standing at the gateway coming into the Colosseum, and they're startled. They're sort of hesitating. They crouch before their defenseless prey, light-dazed in the brilliance of an afternoon sun. Recently released from their cages, stored in the dark dungeon-like labyrinth beneath the Colosseum floor, they have been purposely starved for this event. I see them slowly enter one by one, and then they quicken their pace as they recognize the feast before them. An intense din sweeps towards us from the crowd at the anticipation of their gory blood sport. The energy of their jeering engulfs my senses as if it is pummeling my body. The two of us watch in terror as the lions make their way through small groups of our friends and acquaintances, many of them family members. They stalk the groups and seem to pick and choose the ones that they would maul and eat. He has his arms around me, trying to protect me. He is a warrior, but defenseless now without his weapons. In agony, we are rooted to the spot as the lions work their way closer to us. The smell of blood is heavy upon the air as our friends are knocked to the ground screaming, trying desperately to ward off giant beasts with their fists. I am filled with terror as finally I watch the lion that has chosen us. I see the choice registering in his eyes. Then he jumps up and rips my beloved from my arms with one giant claw-laden paw. My beloved struggles valiantly as his survivor instincts engage with his warrior training. But in the end, I am forced to watch him torn to pieces before my eyes and parts of him eaten, and I know it is my turn next. Death is interesting. One moment I am in terror, agony, and excruciating pain, and the next moment I stand beside my body as if detached from what has just occurred. I am in spirit now, and I watch the lion consume us, but all I feel now is a great peace. Nothing else matters but this peace I now feel, not even what I have just left. He is there in spirit form waiting for me. We stay there for a while. We watch the terror of the scene before us, growing puddles of crimson sinking into the sand as a life force leaves human bodies. Other groups of souls join us as they cross over, all seemingly riveted to the picture of what is happening, what they have just left. I experience the remorse of our captors who had kept us prisoners as they had an opportunity to witness the bravery of these Christians. They seem to realize that this killing is wrong, and they watch detached, knowing that there is nothing they can do to change what the people wanted, what they had decreed, realizing that if they had refused to put us in the ring, they would be standing alongside of us and not just watching. "We must go back now," he says to her soothingly. I see his spirit entwine with her spirit. I watch as the two of them seem to form what looks like a DNA strand. Then they slowly rise up to leave this planet. I follow them as they move through the gateway to this galaxy, Arcturus, and then out into the cosmos where they lead me back to Source. I see them land on what looks like a platform. They enter to give Source a first-hand report as to why this most recent attempt to bring heaven down to earth has again failed, and then the vision ends. So, that was something that needed clearing, and I did read this because I am finding that there are people being discouraged with the pains that they are having. It seems like they feel they're not getting to the end of the clearing. And if you think of all of the lifetimes that you have lived and the events that you have gone through that perhaps were similar to this one, you can imagine the kind of clearing that has to be done, because the energy of what I went through in that lifetime couldn't go on to the next dimension. It had to stay in this dimension. And so I came back, and that event was in the DNA in a seed that went into my bloodstream and became part of something I had to clear. So it's been this and many of lifetimes that I've had to clear, and so this is what Charlene does, one of the things that she does. Oh, Charlene, you're so talented, darling. So this is one of the things that she does, is clears away some of this past trauma. And if you would like a clearing, a healing, a reading from the a cherubim, in the Akashic Records, give us a call now. If you're in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, we have a toll-free number, too, which is 888-815-9750. And so, Charlene, do you? I know that you've seen a lot of your own clearing that you have cleared, have you not?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yep. I think that after a while you realize if I hadn't written a lot of them down,
mm-hmm.
I probably, you wouldn't remember that you had the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because the emotion associated with the issue is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I write it down or I read it again, I go, oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I used to deal with that. But if it's a trauma like an abuse of any kind, once that's taken out of your field, then you have memory for it, but there's no emotion attached to it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like it hadn't happened to you as an individual because the emotions are gone. Like you were explaining there, you were talking about the emotions that were being created at that particular time with that experience.
And yes, so and once you're in spirit, you don't have that emotion. You're not attached to it.
You're not attached to the emotion anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a caller who apparently had a question, and your name.
Yes, hi. My name is Eleanor.
Hi, Eleanor.
How are you doing?
Well, we're doing it the best way we know how, Eleanor.
Yeah.
What can we help you with?
I was listening to the program.
Yes.
And I've had a lot of trauma in this life. I don't know what happened in the other ones, but I've had a divorce. You know, the last year, and they're
very painful, aren't they?
Yeah.
What is it? I can't hear.
A divorce, Charlene.
Oh, yeah.
Last year. This is Eleanor, in case you didn't hear. She said she had a divorce last year.
I heard the rest of it. It dropped.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, and that was very, very difficult time to go through, and it was very... Well, there was domestic violence involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
Did that have anything to do with my past lifetime? Also, I would like to forget about it, but it seems like...
Well, Eleanor, let's do this. We will turn that part over to Charlene and have her work with that. But I would like to answer... your question from because I've been involved in a divorce too. At least in my case, and I think perhaps others also, I think there can be a pattern link to this. I'm not saying this is true in your case, but we can have patterns where we send out these thoughts and we meet people who vibrate to that thought. And sometimes we are also meeting up with people who we have been involved with in the past, and we have certain issues to settle with them. How shall we say? Maybe we had an opportunity to do it right this time, and it didn't happen. It wound up to be the same pattern from the last. So, Charlene, I'm going to turn this over to you now, dear.
Okay. What we want to do is go in and clear out. Now, who's your higher source? Tell me that, Eleanor.
Oh, God, the Creator.
Okay, good. Okay. So what I'll do is we'll go in and go into God's field, which we call the quantum field, which is a different vibrational frequency.
Okay.
What it does is it slows down the frequency and into so that we can go in there and alter and change the frequency for which you're vibrating at. In other words, let's say that you had a past life
mm-hmm.
that was full of violence.
Yeah.
So then you come into this life in order to clear it. And so now you have the wonderful opportunity to not go on from this life into the next with that trauma, because it'll be cleared.
Oh, good.
And so it also, when I go in and have God clear it for you, it will also clear the DNA, which is an ancestral line, and he'll clear that in your ancestral line.
Oh,
and it clears it off of the field for them, for you, and your future generation.
Oh, my.
So it doesn't pass on. It doesn't go on to any other family members. Did you have children?
Yes, two of them.
Okay. So you'll start seeing that what happens, and I always say that when a mother does a clearing, it clears her family.
Good.
Because she's a creator.
And so
I've seen whole families change because the energy for which you'll be vibrating at will be so different that it'll create it with your children and with your grandchildren.
Oh, my.
And your great-grandchildren, because it won't be there anymore.
Oh, good.
And we also have to change it in the chromosomes and in the cell memory in all of your cells and take it back to the original blueprint of the God intelligence, your cells. Now, are you having some physical problems because of it?
Well, I have gotten sick many times. And everything is related to emotional stress.
Right, it is.
So, and that's what I related to.
Yes.
All the stress, all the years, and
so that, because the relationship was abusive, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let me explain a little bit about that. When you're in an abusive relationship, what it does is start interfering with the God intelligence for which the cells were, each cell has a perfect intelligence of how it's supposed to operate.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it does is start interfering in that intelligence. When it interferes in that intelligence, it starts breaking down the vibrational frequency of those cells. And then you start having physical problems. And that's where the metaphysical comes in. The metaphysical is the law that the body is manifesting what has gone on in the subconscious. But we also know within the past life and within the DNA now, we know that that's the case and not just what has happened to you in this time frame. So anyway, we can God will go in and change all of that for you.
Oh, thank you.
And then it's been a year ago, you said?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so that you can have some peace within yourself that everything is in perfect order. What will happen is all the feelings that you've had, for instance, was it just emotional or physical abuse?
Both,
okay. Mm-hmm. So what we'll do is we'll have God go in and clear the emotional body, the physical body, the mental body, and the spiritual body, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Because they are all combined, and that also clears all of your chakras, all of your meridians and energy centers.
Oh,
and
thank
it goes
you.
In and clear it, and he pulls it out, those frequencies out, and puts in positive frequencies. So what kind of emotions do you want put back in?
Peace.
I love
joy.
Myself.
Excuse me?
Pardon? You can put
Eleanor, she was asking you if you would want her to put in I love myself.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What else do you want put in?
Joy. In my life?
Yeah, my life. How about my life is full of joy?
Yes.
Okay, I find great joy and happiness in my life each day.
Oh, that'd be really nice.
Okay, because see, what we're doing is we're taking out the negative and replacing it with a positive.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so what other positive things do you want put in? Whenever you take out a negative, you've got to replace it with a positive. It's called the vacuum effect.
Yes.
In other words, when you take something out, you've got to put something back in.
You've got to put something in, yes.
Right. Okay, good.
Happiness. Happiness.
Okay.
I want to be happy.
Okay.
Joy.
How about harmony with your children, Eleanor?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay,
thank you.
Harmony?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with your children?
Yes.
Okay.
It caused a lot of friction with
yes,
that
also. Yes, that's why I asked about that.
That's very good, as a matter of fact. How about that you have a harmony, but also a very positive, open communication?
Right.
Would that work?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, what else?
Maybe that takes care of everything now.
Yeah.
Does it?
I think you just about covered it.
Okay, because part of it is, see, when a person is abused, they lose their self-worth and their feelings of self-worth and self-esteem, and they take on responsibility not only for the issues within the relationship, but you take on all of the responsibility.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. Self-esteem, that would be nice.
Okay, okay, self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing that, what you're saying, I write it so that it might make sure it's done correctly, okay?
Okay.
Okay, self-esteem. How about releasing him to his own issues?
Yes.
Because right now you're taking on all his issues.
Yes, yes.
So how about if you release him to his own issues?
Oh, that would be nice. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, okay.
How about the issue of fault, Eleanor, that
okay.
you're probably taking on blaming yourself for everything that happened, are you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So maybe we could...
release.
Yeah.
Okay, see, part of it is releasing responsibility for his issues.
Okay.
See, because he, you know, it takes two people, right?
Yes.
But if the other individual is violent, you have incorporated into your cells in your body responsibility for that abuse.
Yeah, feeling guilty, yes, yes.
Yeah, okay, guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, thank you. That's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is letting go of all of his issues.
Yes.
And just dealing with your own.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not feeling guilty, not being responsible for his poor behavior.
Yes.
Because you kept thinking if you did something, he wouldn't, right?
Right.
Okay, that's his issue.
Charlene, I thought of something.
Okay, go
Eleanor,
ahead.
How would this be something good to positive to put in, I am lovable?
That's very good.
Yeah, you're right.
Because you are.
Yeah.
When you come out of a divorce, you start feeling that there's something wrong with me and I'm
yes.
not lovable.
Yes. You question yourself, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, some of these things you'll start feeling once God goes in and takes out those negative feelings and out of those negative thought patterns that you have that has created your behavior and also your belief system about yourself, then your actions will change.
Oh, okay.
And you're not responsible for why. Because if he had had an issue, he could always deal with it in a positive way, couldn't he?
No, and clearing all this, would it clear my mind? Would these thoughts go away from my mind so I don't constantly, they keep on coming back and think about it and hear him? You know, telling me that it's all my fault. Would that be cleared somewhat?
Yeah. Actually, what I'd like to have you do, too, is sit down with a piece of paper and pencil and
okay.
write down what you choose to have happen in your life. All your goals, all the things that you would like to have happen, and we can put that in the field. It can be
okay.
anything. anything to, like, oh, like I need a new wardrobe, or I need new shoes, or you can put in that, like we're putting in lovable, caring, all of those things you can put in, and you can also put in the God field, anything else. I go to school, I've had those, but I've graduated from college, and they put that in, and ways have opened up so they could go to college and graduate. Been many, many things that you can put in.
Okay,
our car, anything.
Harmonious relationships?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Would that
anything.
Okay.
I'm saying, anything that you choose to put in. Anything.
Okay.
Even if it seems like you want, right now, maybe you need a time away. I had one lady that just desperately wanted to go to the ocean. I said, well, put it in.
Mm-hmm.
You see, something like that that'll give you a sense of timing and well-being. Anything that is a desire. Because when you come out of an abusive relationship, you can't think anymore for yourself because you've been in such in control. So I'm going to, if it's okay with you, we'll put in, I now willingly release being controlled by others.
Oh, my, yes. Thank you. That's a good one.
See, and I won't do anything in God's field that you haven't given me permission for.
Okay.
So that's why I've got to ask you.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's start with this, Charlene. It sounds marvelous.
Yes,
okay.
It is. There's a lot of people out there that have the same issue that that she does.
I'm sure.
So let's go in and do that. And what I'll be doing is I will be going in, and you won't hear what's happening, because I'm what's called in the quantum field.
Okay.
And so I'm doing all these things now. God has heard what you want, and I'm going to be in there watching him change it.
Oh, good.
Now,
thank
sometimes
you.
People like to be aware that it's happening. You might just, like, go to sleep tonight or be sitting, and all of a sudden you see all these things change, okay?
Oh, good.
Because
thank
he's going
you.
To be changing vibrational frequency of energy.
Okay, but you do have harmonious relationship in there?
So, you what?
Harmonious relationship, mm-hmm. Charlene.
I think wait just a minute. I think we put that. Yeah, we got that.
Okay. Thank you, because I really want that also. Some harmony, right?
Well, you said
Carolyn.
Yeah, but you said with your children.
Yeah, okay.
But you're saying
and,
with another
and
male?
Friends as
oh,
well,
okay.
Because it's caused chaos all around.
Oh, chaos through all of the family, not just the children.
Right, okay, all family members. Okay, thank you.
Carolyn, did the same thing happen to you?
Okay, good. That's
well, I'll talk to you about that. Let's let Charlene go to work.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do that before we're off the air.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'm
really,
sorry.
This really takes a lot of time, but what I'll do is I'll break in periodically to let you know what's going on.
Okay, thank
so
you.
So that you're very much aware of how you're processing.
Okay?
Okay, let's do that.
Thank you.
Well, you asked me a question, Eleanor, and I'll talk to you while Charlene is in the quantum field working. I have observed, it's been a long time since I've had my divorce, and what I have observed is that there are some people who seem to divorce on a friendly basis. The two of them just know that they're at the end of whatever they came to do, and they break away from one another in a peaceful manner. Now, there doesn't seem to be too many of those, but there are some. Then there are others that seems to be this animosity over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing that surrounded the separation, there is great pain and animosity. And it seems to me that this happens when one of the spouses have been controlling, domineering, or abusive in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they think they owned you. And so when you decide that this is the end, they become very belligerent, very argumentative, and like I said, every single little thing is a traumatic event. It's a big struggle, and it sounds like perhaps that's what you went through. And yes, all the family members are affected: the children, the grandparents, and maybe even friends, people that you work with. It depends on just how aggressive this person was. Mm-hmm. It seems like they want the whole world to know and be involved in this big struggle.
Exactly.
Is that how it was with you?
Yes. I mean, I had so many to fight with and betrayal,
mm-hmm.
one after the other. So it really, I am so grateful to Archangel Michael for the guidance and the help, and it gave me the strength to pull it through.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Oh, it's amazing.
Isn't Archangel Michael incredible?
You know, I've been wanting to call in on this, but because it's on the air, but then I said, you know, like you said, I bet there's a lot of people going through this.
Many.
And so I'm not the only one.
Oh, no. Oh, Eleanor, are you aware of, our conference calls with Archangel Michael?
Saturday. You have one Saturday coming, right?
Well, I've had them on the air, and there are some in the archives, but I also have conference calls with Archangel Michael every month privately. People call in on a conference call, and Archangel Michael comes and speaks to all the people on the conference call.
Oh, okay.
You can check that out on my website, www.carolynevers.com.
Okay.
And if you go up in the right-hand corner where it says conference calls, mm-hmm. you'll see the schedule for October.
Okay.
And we haven't done the one yet for Archangel Michael's call on the telephone privately with people is on the 20th of October.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it is quite remarkable because people can ask him questions, and I channel his answers back to the people, and they really are very beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. I love him so much.
Well, don't we all love him?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it was, you know, his guidance and all the ascended masters, and
mm-hmm.
oh, my goodness, they gave me the strength because, like I said, it was friends.
Do you ask for one of his warrior angels to come and assist you?
You know what? I started this since I heard it on the last call.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been asking him to send.
Well, all you've got to do is ask him to send one of his warrior angels to you, and he will. It's just a case of us asking.
Yes. Yes, I started asking. And that I didn't know. I heard it on the last call, you know,
mm-hmm.
the last Saturday. I heard that.
Yeah.
So I've been, you know, doing that. And I'm so, so grateful. Oh, my goodness. Actually, I had two things to ask, and I said, which one should I, you know, call on? So I thought, well, okay, I've been wanting to call on this because
well, I'm glad that you did.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it's so much better to call in and get this cleared instead of sitting there in pain.
Yeah, and also, you know, wonder, should I do it? Should I call?
Eleanor?
Yes?
One of the things on this relationship with a male is
uh-huh.
that you have to, it's important to put in what kind of relationship. So he's putting in that it's a bit, that the male relationship sees you with respect, treats you with respect, is honorable, honest with you, truthful. See, you've got to have all that. You had a relationship with a male before,
but it
was not a positive, right?
Yes, yes.
But so you have to turn around turn it around, and you can't just, on a subconscious level, you can't give the subconscious a great big relationship with a male.
Because mm-hmm.
what your chances are is coming back in with something you don't want.
Yes.
So you have to go in and identify exactly what characteristics that you choose to have now in a relationship.
Okay.
So it's like a positive relationship, right?
Yes, yes.
That we have open communication in a positive way.
Yes.
Because you can have open communication, but it can be negative.
Oh, that's oh, I just left one.
Right? Yeah, you know that one, right? Okay, so that's what I'm saying. It's important that these other things are put in,
mm-hmm.
That he treats you with respect.
Yes.
That he's truthful and honest.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Caring. Yes. Yes. That's loving at it.
What?
Yes. That sums it up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me go in and have that put in. Because you've got to be very precise.
Oh, Charlene, I thought of one, darling. Faithful.
What?
Faithful.
Oh,
yes,
oh good,
yes.
good.
Thank you. Thank you, Carolyn.
Well, see, we're kind of baking a cake here. You know, we can put all these ingredients in. And since we have the ability to order one up, let's order it up a really great one.
That's a good way to put it, Carolyn. I think that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Bake a cake.
That's right.
And you've got to have all the ingredients.
Absolutely.
So anything else that you want in there, Eleanor?
I don't know. Carolyn, what else did you put in? And the cake mix.
That's right. We want something delicious going on here.
Absolutely.
All right, Charlene, let's get it working now, darling.
Okay,
let's get these things going on for Eleanor.
Okay, let's do the next part now.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
When I went through my divorce, Eleanor.
Yes.
I sat down with a pen and paper, and I thought to myself, I can now do anything that I want. I'm not subject to someone else's whims. Now, what is it that I haven't done before that I want to do now?
Hmm.
And I made a list.
Wow.
And then I did them. I want to tell you, that was very liberating.
Yes.
So if there's any women out there that have gone through this, you need to make a list.
Yes, would you please?
What have you not done that you really wanted to do?
Well, because most of the time what you do is, if your understanding is the other, you'll go in right back into the same kind of relationship.
Charlene, if we don't get this finished, darling, we're going to have to continue next week.
Okay, well, just let me put this financial supportive.
Yeah, you get in there and finish
it. Dependable.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, we like dependable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And
I'm sorry.
When I went through my divorce, Eleanor, I was not familiar with this particular work with Charlene and what I do with Caroline on Saturday, but the principles that I used were the same. And I decided that I wanted someone else in my life, and I sat down with a pen and paper, and I wrote down all of the things that the attributes that I wanted this person to have. And I did something that was a little different. Like I said, I wasn't aware of Charlene and Caroline at the time. And I read something that I found so fascinating, and it was this. The power of belief. And the example given was this. If you go into a restaurant and you see a, the different foods listed there as to what's available. You see the menu. Well, you pick something off of that and you order it, and you are positive that this waitress is going to come back with the dish you ordered, aren't you?
Right, right.
Well, that's how you structure these things that you want in your life.
Oh. Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, you sit down here with your paper and your pen and you put these things down, because what you're doing is you're ordering this up from the universe.
Yes.
And you know that the universe is going to respond to you just like the waitress is going to bring your dish to you.
Yes.
I think that's a good way. I think that's a good way to put it.
Right. And so you see it, you feel it. I mean, if you sit down at a restaurant and you order a steak, I mean, right away you're starting to think about what that steak's going to taste like. Right?
Yes, yeah, just melting in your mouth.
And this is how you bring the things into your life that you want. Okay, Charlene, you got a report to give us, darling.
Okay, we're done.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're done.
Oh, my.
So report back, will you, please?
Excuse me?
Call back. Let us know how things are going, Eleanor.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you.
In case there's any more work that she's got to do, she's put you on a follow-up call.
Oh, okay.
Or you can call me at my office. You can do
that. Give her the number.
Okay.
My office number is 801.
Okay.
944.
Uh huh.
9346.
Okay, and this is Charlene. Okay.
And
thank you very much.
List.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we'll keep in touch. I'm sorry to take so much time.
No, don't say. Now, see, you got to stop saying that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Because you know what? This is the whole thing when we get on the radio is up to God. So whatever happens is what he wanted to happen. Because there's so many people out there that with the same issue that you have, that you're serving others.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
Good. Okay. Yes.
So be grateful for what you've contributed.
And before you go, Eleanor, there's something that I want to tell you.
Okay.
You know, we all have a right to be in this world. Mm. You have a right, the same as your ex-husband had the right, the same as everybody else. You know, we came here. We have our right to be here in the sun, so to speak. So don't apologize for things.
Okay.
I think that when we go through relationships that are very painful, I'm inclined to think that women have a tendency to do this, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's because the woman is in her brain has the fibers between the two, and she takes on responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the physical.
Right, and she apologizes. So don't do that, sweetheart. You called. We were glad to be here to serve and bless you. Go away feeling how empowered. This is what I want you to do: to leave feeling empowered.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, feel God's love because it's
thank
there.
Thank you, thank you. Love you both.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Well, Charlene, I wonder how many people out there were listening to this have gone through a divorce.
Well, I think that's why it was like it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we always, like you and I, we usually have a prayer before we start, and we turn over this hour to, you know, divine intervention. And so it was meant to be.
Yes.
Because look how many need that.
Well, we have another caller in your name.
Hi, yes, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what can we do for you?
I'm calling in. We've talked before, and I wanted to call in tonight and talk to you about a dream I had. My mom had emailed you, and she told me to call in. And we had stayed at a cabin this last weekend down where his parents live, and I ended up having a lot of past life dreams a lot lately. And this last one, though, was really disturbing. All I remember is basically like a battle with like Satan, the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really hot, like extremely, like my body was on fire.
Oh, okay.
And I ended up, you know, praying in my dream, kind of like, you know, before I could wake up, I was praying a lot, trying to get it away from me, you know, and I ended up waking up and I just felt awful, but my whole body was just burning up, and I don't really know what to think of that.
Okay, now one of the things that you said is you thought this was a past life dream.
Well, maybe. I'm just guessing, you know.
Well, I just wanted to talk about that. Now, Carrie, when you saw the individuals there, were they dressed in clothing from the past, or were they dressed in, say, contemporary clothing?
Well, you know, all the past ones I've had have been back and forth, but this one, you know, I don't even remember. All I remember is basically like a flash of him and the feeling.
Now, when you say him, are you talking, who are you identifying as?
Evil,
him?
Basically, I guess.
Something
if you
evil.
Say, the devil, whatever you want to say, mm-hmm. is really sadistic, bad stuff.
My experience has been with, at least for my own past life dreams, when I recognized them as a past life dream because I was in the clothing of the period.
Yeah, that's what a lot of mine have been more
okay.
like. This one wasn't as much like that, but my mom was just saying she thought it probably was,
uh-huh.
but it could have just been something in the cabin, too. I don't know.
Well, it's a clue when you're dressed in the garb of another time frame, that probably is a past lifetime. If you're not dressed in the garb of a historical period, then it probably is not.
Mm-hmm.
Charlene, do you have some sense on this?
Yes, because sometimes that can be the case. And so what you've got, if you've got some cellular memory that's needing to be cleared.
Okay. And, this one, though, I don't remember my... It wasn't even... I didn't even see me, though. It was more just that's all I can remember of this one, and I've never really had that before.
Well, that might be all you need is just some... just having the incident come up is to give you an indication that needs to be cleared.
Okay.
Charlene, we have 5 minutes.
Oh, is
Why
that
don't
all?
You go in and see what you can
yeah,
let's clear?
See, let's go in and who's your higher self? I mean, who's
God.
Your higher
God.
Self? God.
God.
Okay, let's go in and have him clear that past life, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm assuming that when all of this happened that you did call on Archangel Michael and his Legion of Angels, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And I figured that you did from the email, but I'm mentioning this more for those in the audience who are listening and those who listen to this in the archives. Whenever something frightens us, it's always a good idea to call on that source, call on your guardian angel, call on Archangel Michael and his angels. This is always a good thing to do.
Okay, now what you're going to have to do is take a couple of deep breaths and let it out because we're doing it so fast. But take some deep breaths because it's been done, but it had to be cleared in your DNA too.
Okay. Yeah, because
okay.
I just never felt my body.
When we get off the phone, take a couple of deep breaths and blow out.
Okay.
Blow out. You're kind of tucking it all in, aren't you?
Yeah, I've never felt my body like that before.
Okay. I want you to even five breaths when we get off the phone.
What are you saying there, Charlene? A past lifetime?
Yes, past lifetime. And it looked like it was like you were Native American and you were cut in one of your dwellings and when they were set on fire, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to just breathe out the energy.
Okay.
Because we had to do it really fast, but it also did your DNA, and it should clear your mother as well.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
So as soon as we get off, do that, will you?
Yes.
Well, actually, we still have a couple more minutes. You can do a couple of these deep breaths right now,
okay,
Charlene.
Do that. Okay.
And
do
check
that.
And see if it's all completed.
Yeah. Let's see if your body will respond to that. Will you take some deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, and blow hard? What you're doing is releasing the energy.
Okay.
Because it's been instilled in your energy field. I want you to push it out and see it released and gone. relax, push it out. So what it did was released all time frames,
okay,
all dimensions of time and space and languages.
Okay,
now how are you feeling?
Better.
Okay, do it one more time. It's still there.
Yeah, I can still feel a little warmth in me.
Yeah, do it again. One more time. We've got time. It doesn't matter. Okay, relax. Push it out. See, it is not yours anymore. Release it to the energy field. And God will just take it away from you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Are you feeling the heat, or is it cool now, Terry?
It's cooling down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do it one more time. We've got time. They'll tell us when we're going off. Carolyn will tell us. Okay, release.
Sorry, my little guy just came up too.
Mama.
Shh, come
on. Okay, how are you doing?
Much better. I feel a lot cooler.
Okay, a lot cooler.
Yes.
Okay, because while you're doing that, I'm doing some work, okay?
Okay.
All right, let us know how you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Then if you have to, give me a call.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Carrie. Call us later. Let us know how you're doing. Well, Charlene?
Yes.
Can you believe that we have been on the air for an hour?
No, it seems like about
Give
five.
Your number real fast, darling.
Oh, yeah. 801-944- 9346, and let's get rid of all that gunk that you got stored.
And folks, my website, in case you don't have it tattooed in your memory yet, is www.carolynevers.com. carolynevers.com. Check out the schedule of our conference calls with the Masters for October. Well, Charlene, until next week.
Okay.
Goodbye, darling.
We send you our love.
Yes, and thank everyone for listening. We enjoyed having you join our little family.
Yes, and we know you're there. So,
okay.
Bye.
Bye, all.